Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
I recently took a trip to Vegas and I lost $200. You're like, Sean, it's only $200. That's all I was willing to lose. But I have learned in gambling, you have to make bets. I'm not a very good blackjack player when I have twos, threes, fours, and fives. It was too funny. So I'm in Vegas with my buddy, and he likes to gamble. I don't. I literally had two $100 bills. And listen, I make plenty of money, but I don't like wasted money, and I feel like gambling. I'm at the table, and I'm explaining it to my son who's with me. And I go, the reason why I can't gamble and why I'm only spending this $200, and it's $200 I actually thought fell out of my jeans. So I kind of felt like I had like $200 just to play with. But I said to my son, I said, these casinos have been here forever. Like they never get tore down. They just get bigger. You know, they just get bigger. They just expand. They just add more. That tells me that the casino is always winning. I'm looking at a table of six people and I go, listen, two people won, five keep losing. Seven of us here. I go, one or two win every hand, five lose. I go, I love that ratio. So in my brain, I just know that gambling just doesn't make a lot of sense. But I tell you what I do bet on, and that's what this podcast is called. I bet on horses. And why do I bet on horses? Because hiring people, being in business, is like betting on horses. I bet on people, and I bet on ideas. And don't get offended. I don't want somebody to go, oh, you called somebody a horse. Come on. Okay, we're using some parallels here. Clearly, I'm not saying you're a horse. But listen, betting on horses, when I interview someone, okay, I get to size them up. But there's no perfect. I kind of look at it, and I look at them. I go, oh, man, they lay out like what I think a good employee should look like, okay? But if you ever bet on horses, I went with one of my employers one time, and I went to horse races, and I knew nothing. And this person recently sold his company for $158 million, and they were betting really big money, but they didn't know anything. It was like, look at that horse right there, man. He's got a real big, strong ass. Look at his legs. I mean, that ass alone, you know, could pull trucks. You know, I'm being funny, but that's what they're talking about, how strong the legs are in the behind and all this. And I think his dad one time did this, and that, you know, nobody knew anything. And the other guy would chime in and go, but look at that one over there. They had no facts. We were just taking visual looks down at horses and making a bet. And they were betting a lot more money than me. But this is what we do. We do this with ideas, and we do it with people. They all look good at the starting line. Okay, when I hire someone, to me, they look like a thoroughbred. I got the next Seabiscuit. And then I realize, you know, I got, a limping goat. Okay, but they all look good at the starting line. Business ideas. We don't move on bad ideas. We move on good ideas. At the starting line, they look great. Okay, and that's why I can, business is so much like, you know, betting on horses. I bet on employees and partners. They look really good. I bet on ideas. They look really good at the starting line. Okay. Then, you know, and then the second part of that is how did we move forward with this idea? And how did we move forward with this partner? And how did we move forward with this employees? We picked based on very little facts. You know, so many people don't do business plans. And that's why I wrote the book, The World's Greatest Business Plan. But we move forward with very little facts. Now, I've learned now to move forward with as many facts as I possibly can on a business. So I don't have to completely guess. It's no longer, when I pick an idea, it's no longer like picking a horse. Okay? I feel like it's more like Warren Buffett picking a stock. But I have to tell you, on picking employees, I'm still picking horses. I am. I'll interview the person. I've done all my due diligence. I'm absolutely convinced I've got a superstar. And within 5 days, they've crapped the bed. I literally. I've done everything I possibly can. I'll look at my partners and go, man, we got a superstar. And my partner will look back at me. We wish. We hope. Maybe. And we put an alternate plan in place. I mean, we've got it to the point now where we bring people in for 30 days. We start them with 5 days and then 30 days. We put them up in hotels. We don't even let them relocate anymore. Why? Because we know we're picking horses. And 20 years later, we can't guarantee. We can't guarantee that every person we interview is going to be great. It's a guess. It really is. Now, picking businesses I'm a lot better with. But this is the good news. Quickly into the race, you will realize whether you have a winning horse on both of these. This is what I can tell you. You'll know in the first 30 days whether you got somebody who's going to bring value to your company. I've learned that. That's my data that I have found that you. Why? Because they want to impress you in the first 30 days. In the first 30 days, if they're a problem, they're unreliable, they can't solve problems, you know, they need pampering. I joke, they need the umbilical cord. Well, then you know you don't have a thoroughbred. I guess it's a goat. You got something that can maybe move forward. Maybe you can put a little bit of something on it, but you don't have Seabiscuit, and you know it fast. I've learned with businesses, I know within 60 days, definitely within 90, whether I've got a winner or a loser. And I don't hold on to bad ideas. Because number one is I want to make profit from day one. So if I haven't made money within 90 days, I know I have a loser. So this is what I'm trying to tell you this, okay? Business is not a perfect science. It's not when it comes to hiring. You can do the best you can. You can do your personality test. You can do all these things. Hey, I've done everything you could possibly do, and it still doesn't guarantee a successful hire. Number two is I wrote a business plan book. I can get that side of it really, really close, but it's still a bet. Still a bet that the marketplace is going to grab onto what you have. And you're making a bet that you can outcompete someone, but it's still a bet, okay, based on the facts you have. But quickly into the race, this is important. You're going to know. Don't hang on to that employee thinking it's going to somehow come around the outside. It's not happening, okay? If you have a really bad 30 days, my experience, mark my words on this, it only gets worse. That slow horse doesn't turn into a superstar. Okay, that idea that's not, you know, shows no sign of life 90 days into it, guess what? You better pivot. You better pivot, okay, because it's not going to get any better. What we talked about today is business is like betting on horses, and I shared with you why. I shared with you my experience at Las Vegas. I lost $200 in under... It had to be 4 minutes. Literally had to be a minute. $25 per hand. I got impatient. I started doing $50 hands, and I was down $200 because I knew psychologically that A, there's seven people at the table, and I kept watching five people lose, and I did not like those odds. But listen, get your odds better in business. Really. Do everything you can. But this is what I want to share, and it was point number three. Don't hang on to a losing horse. If your employee is a slow starter, listen, pivot, do something. Train them a little bit better, change the expectations, but don't just let it proceed to run the whole race without you, I don't know what that thing's called, where you kind of hit them on the behind a little bit and get them to go a little faster. You better do something like that, okay? Your idea, it's not working. You go around that first turn and there's no profit. You better pivot. You better do something. Again, I don't know what that thing's called because I've never raced horses, but use it a little bit. Again, this is Sean Castorino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. What we talked today is business is kind of like betting on horses, and I shared with you why and how you could pivot and make some decisions based on the information you have. Thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. They're so good at bringing you more leads, which will bring you more sales, attracting more people to your site. Go to GetStartedMarketing.com. Thank you again for listening to the podcast.